Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Saturday said he wants a poor church for the poor. The 265th successor of Peter said so while telling the media why he had taken the name Francis, explaining how he was attracted to this name because it represents both poverty and peace. In a few moments, I'll be taking you on a visit to the Umbrian hilltop town of Assisi and bringing you an interview with the Minister General of the Friars Minor, Brother José Rodríguez Carballo, who helps us better understand the Franciscan charism. Assisi's claim to fame echoes back 8 centuries to its most illustrious citizen, a man by the name of Francis. You may have heard of him. What's certain is that without him, this picturesque olive tree-strewn hilltop Umbrian town would be one like any other. And again, on a broader level, without him, who was born here into wealth in the 1100s, perhaps the words poverty and peace would be less powerful in our collective understanding. What's certain, too, is that it is he who inspired pilgrims to flock here down the centuries. Pilgrims, eager to step back in time, perhaps, and glean glimpses of this living legend. One portrayed in plenty on the walls of the churches here, with masterful artistic prowess. Art which often tells of the life of Saint Francis, as he preaches to the birds, for example. Or as in the Giotto frescoes, tells of the shedding of his worldly goods, or of the dreams of the Pope of the time, Innocent III. And where in one such fresco, especially significant to those who follow in his footsteps, the artist tells of something that happened little over 8 centuries ago, the formal founding of the Franciscan Order, capturing that moment when St. Francis presents his rule to Pope Innocent III for approval. The year was 1209, and for the occasion, St. Francis, together with his first friars, travelled all the way to Rome, precisely to the Lateran Palace, where popes of that day and age kept residence. 8 centuries on, the members of that first Franciscan family celebrated that occasion. Among them, the Friars Minor, who still follow that rule. An occasion celebrated in a chapter entitled in Italian Delle Storie, a word which, when I first heard it, left me floored and wondering. As far as I was aware, this word meant mats. Yes, mats, like doormats. So what could mats possibly have anything to do with St. Francis?
Exactly 1221, Francis wanted all the brothers from all the world arrives to Assisi to celebrate a chapter. But there is no place for so many friars. At that time, 5,000 friars. So they slept on the mats. And from that time, we know this kind of meetings as chapter of mats.
The Minister General of the Friars Minor, Spaniard José Rodríguez Carballo, was kind enough to put me right. So I delve further into the subject of all things Franciscan. I asked, what is this Franciscan charism which is still so very much alive today?
We can summarize the Franciscan charism saying that it's living the gospel in fraternity and minority, giving priority to the contemplative dimension.
Fraternity is love of your neighbor, no?
Is love, of course, not only for our neighbors. The Franciscan fraternity is open to everybody, even if they don't feel as you feel, even they don't believe and don't have the faith that you have. So it's universal fraternity.
And then, minority?
Minority means to be very close to the poor people and always an attitude of service. As Jesus said in the Gospel, he came to serve, not to be served. So we try to live this attitude of Jesus, first of all, but also of Francis. He was very close to the poor people, and we try to be minors between the lesser people in the world.
Thing you mentioned was contemplative, practicing solidarity and practicing a contemplative life. It's a difficult mix, isn't it?
Yes, because sometimes many people think that to be contemplative we must be alone in the desert or in a convent without contact with the people. Our contemplation is not this kind of contemplation. Some other religions has this charism, but we are contemplative between the people. Our cluster is the world.
You were listening there to the Minister General of the Friars Minor, Father José Rodríguez Carballo. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.